We are joined now by the runner-up for today's 6th Annual Lilly Diabetes 250, and that is Paul Menard, driver of the number 2 Richmond Menards Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. Paul, incredible race out there today. It was the closest race in this series history here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Almost had William there. Could you walk us through those final laps?
Yeah, we had a really good car, good long run speed. Didn't really fire off that fast, but seemed like as after 5-10 laps, some guys started getting tight on exit, and I could carry momentum on exit and down the straightaway. So we kind of picked our way up through there, and I thought we had a shot at William, but he was better than me through turn one. The leader still had an advantage through turn one. I just had to lift too much and play catch up from turns 2, 3, and 4. Back to the start finish line. So I made a pretty aggressive dive into one that last lap just to see if I can get him loose. But he made it stick, and he won. So congratulations to him. I think he's going to be okay.
Okay. We're going to open up the floor for questions. If you have a question, we'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start with Jerry and go to Matt.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires on net and PRN. Over his radio after the race, William said thank you. He said I guess felt like you racing clean. Could you have gotten to him, and what did you think of the way the cars were getting together?
I maybe could have gotten to his bumper, but it would have definitely killed my momentum too, and all we probably would have done was chase it, both of us up the hill, and Joey might have won. So I didn't feel like that was in our best interest at all for either of us. I didn't feel like I could do it cleanly. I definitely tried to get him loose, and that didn't work, so we finished second. But all in all, proud of my guys. We've had a rough few races. I've tore up quite a few cars for these guys, but had a good one today.
Go over here to Matt.
Matt Weaver, AutoWeek.com. It seems like you guys could close fairly well, but then once you catch the leading car, you kind of run into this brick wall. So whether it's for Xfinity or Cup, what is the key to passing with this kind of package?
Yeah, I mean, Cup's totally different, obviously, with actually using quite a bit of brake pressure and we're probably slowing down 40 miles an hour in the corner, so we probably slow down 5 in these cars. So totally different deal. Really can't compare the two. If I was behind a car, you could definitely suck up to them, but you just couldn't get through the corners as good. If you're like 5th in line, something like that, and everybody's kind of checking up, you can get some really big runs and kind of pick them off one at a time. When the leader, you know, with William there, he was just able to flat foot it pretty much all the way around. I think he had to lift a little bit in one, but I was having to burp it quite a bit in turn one and maybe just a little bit the rest of the corners, just kind of trying to hang on. But totally different packages. I thought it was a pretty fun race today, but we'll have to see what the fans think.
Go next to Lee.
SpencerMotorsport.com. Do you think you have anything for the Toyotas tomorrow?
Well, there's a lot of fast cars tomorrow. I mean, Kyle Larson's no slouch, so There's some pretty good cars tomorrow. We'll just have to see how qualifying shakes out. I really haven't spent much time to look at speeds and who's fast, who's not. I feel like we're okay out of our group. I feel like Ryan's probably our best car. We're probably second best car. We're just kind of trying to learn off that. We worked on race trim all day today. Never did a Q run, so we basically just put in what Ryan had in for Q trim, and I'm gonna go find out how it works.
Well, Paul, we'll let you go for Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series qualifying. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.